To quote Thomas Jefferson, a well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. Welcome to the Constitution Solution, one podcast under God, where we discuss the basics of our constitutional republic and how our freedoms are being seized by public officials, both elected and unelected. I'm Mark DeLuzio, a former candidate for the U.S. Congress and a Gold Star father. Join me as we learn together how we can save this unique experiment that we call America. Hi, Mark DeLuzio, episode 57 for the Constitution Solution podcast. This episode, I am titling it after a quote from Thomas Jefferson. And you hear this on the preamble of this particular podcast. A well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. You've probably heard me talk quite a bit amongst all the different episodes, if you've been listening, as to how poorly our citizens are educated on their constitutional rights. As a matter of fact, when they mention constitutional rights, many people just get it wrong and say that they have a right to health care and they have a right to your money and my money, okay? But that aside, we're not educated. And I want to walk you through some of the ramifications of not being educated. And I will tell you this, the tyrants that are out there today that are running our government, and by the way, they're on both sides of the aisle, are counting on you not to be educated on your rights, on the Constitution, on our form of government, etc., right? So that's a problem. This ties back to my series on, or my episode I think it was episode 52, which is the illiterate American in terms of that. And also the whole idea about what our education system should be all about, okay? And what we, should we really be teaching our kids as opposed to what we are teaching our kids? So I want to take you through this and talk about some quotes from some very prominent people that built this country. So let me start with this one. Thomas Jefferson, of course, that one I just mentioned, which is the title of this podcast episode, A Well-Informed Citizenry is the Best Defense Against Tyranny. That's Thomas Jefferson. But he also went on to say, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. He's tying in the fact that knowledge is a direct prerequisite for you maintaining your freedoms. Okay. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, a guy named Benjamin Rush, probably haven't heard much about him, but he said, he argued, people must first recognize their rights to claim or defend them. Calling ignorance a cage and asserting freedom can only exist in a society of knowledge. How many people out there today listening to this, not a criticism, really understand what their rights are and what type of rights there are and all that? Do you think your rights are granted by the government? If you do, you can join Kamala Harris because you'd be wrong. So I think I did a whole section on rights. If I didn't, I will have a whole section on what exactly are rights. And you're going to be surprised that you have more rights than what's enumerated in the Constitution. Benjamin Rush also said that when learning is confined to a few, liberty cannot be equal or universal, underscoring the need for widespread knowledge. Okay. He noted that authority trembles when the, quote, clouds of ignorance are dispelled by the radiance of knowledge, close quote. I run into people all the time who profess to have a lot of knowledge, but they're unbelievably ignorant as to what they're talking about. And I'm sure you have too. So this is a dangerous situation when, especially when you combine arrogance and ignorance and have that, you know, be the definition of knowledge, right? So that is a real key. Matter of fact, I'll just give you one example. I wrote an editorial to my old hometown newspaper about the fact that the school system there, and this is Glastonbury, Connecticut, supposedly a top school system, that their curriculum does not teach the fact that we are a republic and not a democracy. Now, I'm not going to go into the differences here. I have a whole episode on that somewhere in the past, but I got all kinds of feedback to the contrary, stating that a democracy and a republic are exactly the same thing. And that is a core principle of our government. Thomas Paine, in Common Sense, in his book Common Sense, was the one that really, you know, made prominent this whole idea of a republic. Not that the founders didn't know about a republic before, but he's the one that really brought it to light. And I'll talk about Thomas Paine in a few minutes. But one of the pushbacks I had was from a high school history teacher who claimed that there is no difference between a republic and a democracy, which is mob rule, by the way. So I don't know what you do with that, because he's teaching our kids, okay? The curriculum at Glastonbury High School said nothing about a republic. All they said, we're going to teach our students how to behave in a democracy. Nowhere did I find the word constitution in any other course syllabus. So it's a problem. And I'm going to end this episode talking about education and what Lenin had to say about education, okay? Thomas Paine, we just talked about him, described ignorance as having a peculiar nature. Once dispelled, it is impossible to reestablish it. That's kind of a hopeful thing, right? Hopefully we can dispel ignorance and not let people go back there again with their ill-confound notions and understanding of what really built this country. And you got to remember, this is why I'm doing this podcast, to get people to understand the Constitution. And you don't need to be a lawyer. In fact, I've debated fine points of the Constitution with people with law degrees, okay? And I usually come out on top. You do not have to be a lawyer, pass the bar exam, to understand the Constitution. Don't let anybody who has a law license tell you otherwise, that their opinion is superior to yours because they learned in school, because they're teaching a bunch of crap in colleges too. And it's very possible those lawyers who are boasting about their sheepskin as, you know, evidence of a superiority over you were taught wrong as well. So again, we had a high school teacher that actually debated me on whether or not we're a republic and a democracy are the same thing. And they're not, okay? Thomas Paine also explained, ignorance is merely the absence of knowledge. People can be kept ignorant, which, by the way, is the goal of the Marxist and the tyrants that are running our country. But once people learn, they cannot be made ignorant again. Interesting. you can't reverse it. You can't make somebody ignorant on a particular point if they really truly learn what it's all about. John Adams' wife, who was a phenomenal lady, Abigail was her name, Abigail, she wrote that, and this is a letter to or John Adams, or learning is not attained by chance. It must be sought, for with ardor and attended to with diligence. So there's not going to be a magic cloud that comes over you and just rains down knowledge. You have to take your matter in your own hands to learn what's going on. And hopefully this podcast will be one of those vehicles that you use to learn, okay? But it doesn't happen by chance. It won't happen based on the schools you attended. I don't care what degrees you have or what schools you attended. You've got to take matters into your own hand to learn. You know, I knew Charlie Kirk, and, you know, he told me that he spends about 2 hours a day just educating himself on all kinds of different things. And I do the same. I say I probably spend maybe not always 2 hours, but 1 to 2 hours every evening, I will learn, and I learn mostly from videos, but I'll learn about all kinds of different things, whether they be science, history, politics, sports, you name it. I'm a consummate learner and I want to learn more. And again, the more I dive into the Constitution and learn about it and the people who put it together, I am floored as to their brilliance. I am absolutely floored how these guys had such great foresight and how they thought about it and how they really understood human nature. And that man was flawed and they're corruptible, and that they're going to make mistakes and all that. So educate yourself, okay? Spend an hour a night. Go watch a YouTube video, whatever it is. Listen to a podcast. Listen to this podcast. But it's really key. But you must seek out the learning. And that's Abigail's message, okay? Ben Franklin said, being ignorant is not so much a shame as being unwilling to learn. He framed learning as a personal responsibility. Now, that doesn't mean you sit there every night and listen to the talking heads on any of the news channels, whether it be CNN, MSNBC, CBS, Fox News, Newsmax. You've got to take the ball into your own court and start learning yourself. And there's a various number of different resources out there to learn from, some good, some bad, okay? But as you start reading a bunch of items on a topic, you're going to start seeing what the bent is on whoever is writing what they're writing. Because there is a lot of garbage out there. There's no question about it. Okay. But this is not about you sitting there every night for an hour watching CNN or Fox News. Okay. This is about you learning what's behind it. Because even on channels like Fox News and Newsmax, they missed the point on some fundamental learnings from the Constitution. They totally, they missed the point on tariffs and who can set a tariff. I have an episode on that. There's so many things that they don't really understand. But look, it sells, right? What's her name? Sydney Sweeney, the Bud Light. All these topics sell viewership. And if you always understand that that's what they're about, you might put their offerings into a different, you know, context, okay? But bottom line here is, according to Abigail and also Ben Franklin, it's your responsibility as a citizen to learn. And it is, as Jefferson said, the best defense against tyranny. Let me leave you with some quotes by Vladimir Lenin, who was a student of Karl Marx. He implemented the Communist Manifesto probably better than anybody. But there were other scholars after that, like Stalin and some others. But let me leave you with a couple of four quotes that Lenin had to talk about, what he said. And he said, socialism requires that upbringing and education of children be the concern of society as a whole. So again, you want to indoctrinate, and that's kind of what our school systems are doing today. They are indoctrinating the students and telling them what to think, not how to think. Okay. Another quote. Only through the practical labor of children do we educate genuine, conscientious workers. So he wanted to have all these minions, if you will, all working for the state without any question. Okay. Another quote. The school must train children in the spirit of Marxism, in the spirit of the struggle for socialism. So as you can see, they're brainwashing these kids. This is where it starts. And this is why I think we have the problem we have today. One of the reasons we have the problem we have today with college students who want to, protest for a cause, but they can't even tell you two sentences later what the cause is all about. The last one is really going to get you, and I save this one for last. Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. Wow. That to me is evil. Absolutely evil. But don't you think the Marxists and the globalists that are trying to overtake our country don't know that? Which, for many reasons, but it was such a bad idea to have the Department of Education report into the federal government. A really bad idea, okay? And I think you guys all know what has happened to our performance scores over the course of time. I think the Department of Ed was put in 1972 under Jimmy Carter. So I think you know what has happened to the education. You know, I do talk about this in another episode. But you get down to this and you say to yourself, wow, if I can convince our children at an early age I'm doing that, you might as well kiss that one goodbye. Okay. So I guess what I'm trying to say here with this episode is that it's up to us. And it's not even, I can't even say it's your duty. I'd rather say it's your obligation to be well informed and understand what's really going on here with our country and the fact that if we continue on the path that we're on, whether, you know, through the economic policies, the monetary policies, through the wokeness, through the division that's been, you know, instilled by politicians who get power and money off of division, then we're never going to get our country back, and you've got to be educated. And the best place to start is a firm understanding of the Constitution and to remember that whenever you are faced with a question relative to politics or policy or whatever, or whether or not a law is legit, you always pull out the Constitution and check it against that framework. A well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. I hope this helps. This podcast is dedicated to actually informing. And I hope you continue to listen. And God bless. Wish you the best. Thanks for listening to the Constitution Solution, one podcast under God. The Constitution is the solution to most of our country's problems. Other episodes can be found on our website at
1787solution.com, YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other podcast platforms. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio. Until next time, may God bless you, may God bless America, and may America bless God.